Now on to Rwanda, where President Paul Kagame is dealing with an explosive allegation made against him. A former ally has accused the president of being responsible for the event that set off Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Deogene Rudasingwa said Kagame was behind the shooting down of the plane of former President Juvenal Habyarimana. The genocide that followed left an estimated 800,000 people dead. Today, President Kagame held a press conference in Kigali. The World's Mary Kay Magstad was there. She says Kagame only commented briefly on the accusation against him.
He has been tweeting about this issue since the accusation was made, so it's not the first comment he's made on it. But what he said today was, "I'm amazed by the idleness of some people in the media who spend a lot of time talking about nothing, and nothing becomes something, but still with no meaning. So I'm not going to discuss this nonsense." The person who said it, it's something to do with his brain or in his skull. And if he wants to say something, I can't stop them. But, you know, basically, I have a country to run and I'm going to get on with it.
I'm curious, you know, Mr. Rudasingwa made these accusations early last week, and Kagame has been tweeting about the accusation. And this is the first time. In fact, the first question that came up about this, and it was 35 minutes in to this press conference, I understand. What do you think this says about the willingness of Rwandans to talk about this part of their history?
Well, Rwandans are willing to talk about this part of their history. It's not like anyone thinks that there's a deep secret here. I think that they accept President Kagame's earlier explanation, which was, you know, look, we were at war with the government at that point. If I wanted to shoot down a plane, I could have, but I didn't. If you look at, you know, the facts on the ground, what happened was the plane went down. 25 minutes later, road barriers went up. And minutes after that, the genocide started. Hutu gangs started going house to house with lists already made of people to assassinate, most of them at the beginning Tutsi intellectuals and Hutu moderates. So, you know, why on earth would I, as the head of a mainly Tutsi militia, want to trigger a genocide of Tutsi people in Rwanda? It just doesn't make sense. And, you know, again, this is nonsense, and let's move on and talk about the future of Rwanda.
And once you're back out in the streets of Kigali, what do Rwandans have to say about Kagame? Do they say his leadership is worth the strong hand that many say he's brought to politics in Rwanda?
It depends who you talk to. I think certainly in talking to journalists here, and I've talked to quite a few, and also people on the film side of the media community here, they don't feel like they're being terribly oppressed. They feel that, you know, while there are limits to what they can say, certainly there are limits to hate speech in Rwanda, as there are in Germany, that there's a pretty wide range of things that they can cover. And, you know, for me, coming from China and talking to journalists here and talking to people in the streets, whatever, it feels freer. So I'm looking at it in somewhat relative terms, but it's certainly not a full-fledged open democracy where anyone can say anything. At the same time, Rwanda is still a society that's getting over a genocide where people using the media to promote hate speech, you know, led to extraordinary devastation here. So you can sort of see both sides of it. Ideally, free speech is a good thing. On the other hand, at what point do you say, you know, free speech stops at the point where you're shouting fire in a crowded theater?
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.